We are continuing our conversation about the Surgeon General sounding the alarm on the dangers of social media for kids. He feels so strongly about this. He wants social media apps to have the same kind of warning that cigarettes and alcohol have. And joining me by phone right now is Megan Dyer. Megan actually works at the hospital on a behavioral health unit with teenagers. Megan, thanks for taking a moment to chat.
Yeah, of course.
So, Megan, in the work that you do, what are you seeing as far as trends with these teens and social media that's alarming to you?
I think the biggest thing we see that's so different from when I grew up is you just can't escape your peers. You can't escape seeing what you're missing out on. At the very least, that's what they see, what they're missing out on, or trends that they need to follow. And that's like the least of it. The most of it would be bullying that they can't escape because they have their phones on them all the time. They see messaging. I mean, adults get depressed and anxious from being on social media too much. So just imagine a kid who doesn't have their, you know, full brain development being exposed to that on such a regular basis.
I love that you bring out the fact that they cannot escape. And that's one thing that I have seen and actually heard from teens as I have worked with some young women coaching them for pageants. And they say they feel like they can never really get away from it. And you're so on point, Megan. Back in the day, if we had some stressful things happen at school, we could go home and be isolated, and they just really don't have that option.
Yeah, absolutely. And then even if they're not being bullied by people locally, they're seeing all of these things globally and like nationally. Could be true stuff, could be propaganda, but whatever they're seeing, they internalize that as well. And I think just as adults and kids, we get so removed from our local community when we're on social media too much. And we just need, as Ben Shapiro's always saying, like, touch grass, talk to your neighbors. Like, I think that's what we miss out on and what these kids miss out on when they're on social media too much. And between just the instant gratification and overstimulation of social media, and then also losing connection with people, it's just this recipe for disaster. And for kids, it's so overwhelming for them because they haven't developed any, you know, as well as an adult has. But even for adults, we see it, you know, depression and anxiety have skyrocketed for adults and kids. And it's more worrisome for kids, obviously, but it's really everyone.
Well, and Megan, do you really believe that there should be these warnings, as the Surgeon General is suggesting, on social media apps for parents to sort of beware?
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, I think most people are probably aware of that, but I wouldn't see anything wrong with putting like a mental health warning for maybe, I don't know, certain amount of hours. I don't know. It's tricky. There's been a lot of studies on how many hours, or at least a few. I've heard 3 hours. I've heard 3 times a day, whatever that means in the UK, and different things that have said what is too much. I think we all struggle with that. What's too much screen time? What's too much social media? Because it's just like happens so quickly. I feel like that we don't maybe there's some good studies. I'm not super well versed on them, but I think we have trouble knowing how much is too much. I wouldn't have a problem seeing a warning. I don't know how much that's going to affect anything. I don't know how seriously people would take that, but I don't have a problem with it.
And, you know, I think it's so easy to get drawn in. We hear the stories of people scrolling, and before they know it, 5 or 6 hours have passed, and they're just so drawn into that screen. And that is causing a lot of disconnection.
Yeah, I'm very mindful of it, and I do it myself. So, I mean, it is. It's hard. It is addictive, and it does, you know, target pleasure centers. They have algorithms. They know exactly what they're doing to keep you on there, targeted ads, all that kind of stuff. So it's tricky. Like, at the very least, it's just monopolizing these kids' time, but that's the least of it.
And I think it really is impacting their ability to interact with the world around them, because they're more comfortable interacting online than they are face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see a huge relief of these kids when they come on the unit. At first, it's really hard for them to not have their phones. Obviously, that's like a huge shock to them when they're used to having access to it all the time. But you just see this huge relief pretty quickly. They don't have to worry about being available to everything all the time. And it's just such a big help, really. Just that alone is a huge help for those kids.
So, Megan, when you are there, you're working with these kids, do you see a change in their mental health not having those phones? Is it something visible that you pick up on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot going on that makes their environment really controlled and calm that's going to contribute to their mood improvement and behavioral improvement. But I'm definitely, that's a factor, is that they just don't have, they're not having like endless access, all this feeling, just all the things we talked about that come along with social media and phones and internet and all that kind of stuff. It just slows everything down, calms everything down.
Yeah, I think we have gotten so used to having this technology at our fingertips that sometimes we forget how nice it was once upon a time to have some of the peace we enjoyed before we were so focused on our cell phones.
It's really the globalism, just like the idea of like, just getting farther away from our communities. I feel like the phones really do contribute a lot to that, because you don't have to have friends locally or interact with your neighbors. You can interact with somebody, you know, across the world or country, and you're just exposed to, it's just like dims our, it alters our reality, and like of our local communities at least, and just makes everyone so out of touch with what's going on with each other.
Thanks for the good work that you do and for lending your perspective to this conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you have a great day, Megan.
You too, Dylan. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Come on in.